Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Hi, this is Jim. This is message 3 of a series entitled There is One Guarantee. And this message 3, the basic title of this one is Guaranteed Victory. How would you react if someone came to you and said, I have an offer for you that is guaranteed to be fulfilled and to work and to is 100% guaranteed, promise that it will work and there is absolutely no doubt that it will work. And it's an incredible promise of living forever in heaven, becoming a partaker of the divine nature on earth, of being able to walk with the Almighty God every day and to walk in this incredible new existence where we become divine beings and, as I said, partakers of the divine nature, where we now are children of God, yes, for this life, but also for forever. What would be your reaction to that? I would be very interested in that. That is what Jesus Christ and the Almighty God offer us now. It's amazing. It's beyond what we can imagine. But so many things on the earth, in fact, every other offer, all the other offers, so to speak, are not guaranteed. You know, many of the things that we rely on, that we seek, that we, whatever it is, whether it's with our health, with our family, with friends, with career, with money, and of course, the main ones are, you know, us, our health, and then family and children and parents, the children that we might have, career, money, and then moving into the minor things, entertainment and things of that nature. None of these things are guaranteed. None of them. In fact, if a parent has children, and let's say that the parents grow as they get older or not Christians, and then the children become Christians, become followers of Jesus Christ, those parents may, I hate to say this, and I don't want to be negative, but those parents could end up in hell for eternity, and their children could end up in heaven. I'm just giving that as an example, a wake-up call to all of us. None of these things are guaranteed. None of them, as I said in message 1, there's only one guarantee, and that is, of course, the Almighty God, His offer of Jesus the Christ, the Savior, through the Holy Spirit to us. That is, and the great, that's the only guaranteed offer. And the great news is, in this message is, it's a guaranteed lock victory. Guaranteed. Like, if we stick with Jesus Christ, we know that He and the Almighty God are going to win in the end. If you just read the book of Revelation, it's clear. It's an amazing book, and it's clear God and Jesus Christ win over the enemy. And I do want to say again, if someone listening, if anyone comes up with any other guaranteed victory on the earth, please tell me. I would like to know it. I don't know of any others. Back to, and we as either children of God or potential children of God, it's such a unique relationship with the Almighty God. It's a mystery. And I challenge anyone listening that let's not look to what to other Christians or the churches, the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church. Let's look to Jesus. Let's, someone listening may become a true pioneer of the faith and do things that have never been done. And I want to cite a famous scripture. Malachi 3:10 says, "Test me in this, try me in this." This is God speaking to us. "Test me in this, try me in this," about the tithe, about 1/10 of your income into the storehouse. And see, he says, "Test me in this, try me in this. See if I won't open the windows of heaven for you and flood you with blessings." If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. So all truth is parallel in the Bible, and you know, we need to let the Holy Spirit lead us. But great man of God once said, I gambled on God. He took a chance, he stepped out in faith, and God rewarded him and blessed him. I want us to just delve into this. This is a whole nother teaching that we should look at. I don't want to go into it too much now, but this is a deep, deep truth that, say this, you know, in reverence, but God himself says, test me in this, try me in this. So let me read the verse. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this. Some translations say, try me now in this. Says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. My point is here is, no matter where you are in your walk with God, or if even if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, test him, try him, at least try, at least you know, I heard someone once say they just didn't know if it would work, but they just said, Jesus, I invite you into my life. And he did. He came into their life. You know, so, and my point is also, it's a guaranteed victory. Like, if we do our part, we know God is faithful that he's going to do his part. So this is about it. This verse in Malachi is about tithing, but the same truth, parallel truth, can apply to healing, to salvation, to receiving the Holy Spirit, to getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All of these wonderful things, the same truth can apply. Moving on to some other amazing promises in Revelation, there's a whole list of promises to him who overcomes. And one of the most famous is Revelation 3:21. He who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. This is God speaking to us. This is beyond what we can comprehend. But again, my point here is, if we do our part, he is faithful and it's a guaranteed victory. So in Revelation, it's about overcoming, being an overcomer. And all of this, it's a deep, that's a whole nother, books could be written about that, and all have been and will be written about that. But he who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne. So, wrapping up, this is a guaranteed victory, and it's the only guarantee to human beings. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. And I pray that we all receive these deep truths through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.